بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Continuing with the various chapters of the importance and the rewards of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today we start a new chapter, باب الذكر عند الصباح والمساء, the chapter on supplications, du'as for the morning and evening. So this morning period and the evening period is a period generally when people are involved in negligence, ghaflat. Sometimes you'll find a person is just waking up and the first thing that he does is he either wants to read the news or he wants to have breakfast, or person is thinking about his business and he's planning to rush off to business. And in the evening is a similar thing, a person just comes home, person is tired, so, and person sometimes just wants some type of activity to refresh his mind, to relax. People generally are not thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these times. Or towards the evening sometimes you'll find, especially in the winter months, that a person is very, very busy in his business. So now he's preoccupied with trade at that time also. So this also is a means for people to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore in our deen, the beauty is that at these moments also where people generally tend to forget Allah ta'ala, we are encouraged, we must remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here this chapter is showing us the importance of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening. قال الله تعالى واذكر ربك في نفسك تضرعا وخيفة ودون الجهر من القول بالغدو والآصال ولا تكن من الغافلين. قال أهل اللغة الآصال جمع أصيل وهو ما بين العصر والمغرب. In Surah Al-A'raf, Allah Ta'ala says, continuously remember Allah Ta'ala in your heart with humility and awe and without raising your voice, remembering Him by morning and evening, and do not remain heedless. Those people, those linguists who are masters in language, they explain what is the meaning of asal. Asal refers to the time between Asr Salah and Maghrib Salah. So when Allah Ta'ala is saying that bil ghuduwi wal asal, that remember your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening, specifically which time in the evening is being referred to? Yeah, between Asr and Maghrib Salah. So here again, as I explained, you'll find people are very busy in this period. But here we are encouraged to make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Remember Allah Ta'ala specifically in these times. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا. In Surah Taha, Allah Ta'ala says, continue proclaiming the praises of Allah Ta'ala before sunrise and before sunset, morning and evening. One other thing people are generally preoccupied in at these times, especially the morning time, not so much in the afternoon or evening. Morning, many people are sleeping at this time, heedless. So therefore we are encouraged that this is the time before sunrise. This is the time that we should be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِبْكَارِ. قَالَ أَهْلُ اللُّغَةِ الْعَشِيِّ مَا بَيْنَ زَوَالِ الشَّمْسِ وَغُرُوبِهَا. Allah Ta'ala says, glorify the praises of your Allah in the evening and in the morning. Those people that are linguists, they explain that what is meant by evening here. In English, this word is very loose. Sometimes even after sunset, going on closer towards Isha time, they still refer to that period as evening. But here it is specifically explained that the time between Zawwal and the sunset, that is the time that is referred to as Ashi. And we loosely translate it as evening. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. In Surah Nur, Allah Ta'ala says, in those houses which Allah Ta'ala has ordained to be raised, in other words, in the masajid of Allah Ta'ala, and that His name be remembered therein, remembering Him therein morning and evening, men, Allah Ta'ala explaining which type of people do this. Remember Allah Ta'ala in the homes of Allah Ta'ala, in the houses of Allah Ta'ala, men whom neither trade no sale can divert them from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّا سَخَّرْنَا الْجِبَالَ مَعَهُ يُسَبِّحْنَا بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِشْرَاقِ. Allah Ta'ala says that we subjugated the mountains for Dawud alayhi salam. We subjugated the mountains with him, expressing our purity in the evening and in the morning. So here we were explaining this importance of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering Allah Ta'ala, especially in the mornings, especially in the evenings. But the remembrance and the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala is something that we do all the time. In the first ayat of the Quran, one of the things we read, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in yourselves. What is meant by this? Ulama explained there's three methods of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is where a person only makes the dhikr of Allah ta'ala with his heart. So it's as though this person is imagining that my tongue is locked and my heart is making the dhikr of Allah. Complete devotion, heart is making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This we explain that even the pious, that when they're in the toilet also, or in they in situations where they can't be making the dhikr of Allah ta'ala, because of that close connection and because of that extreme practice of theirs, even in those conditions that heart continuously is pumping with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one way of making dhikr only with the heart. The second way ulama explain is where a person is making dhikr with his tongue and he's making dhikr with his heart. This is the best way of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the a'la daraja of dhikr. The person's heart is completely devoted, his mind is devoted, he's concentrating on what he's doing, and his tongue is also taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third way ulama explain is where the tongue is just taking the dhikr of Allah, but the heart is devoid. In other words, the heart is thinking about this and thinking about that. Person is making the dhikr of Allah ta'ala. This is the lowest category. But even this also, as Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi explains, that even if a person is thinking of donkeys and he's thinking of cows, in other words, he's thinking about dunya. Dunya is in his mind, and he's taking the name of Allah ta'ala, definitely still will have an effect. That is the beauty of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one occasion, Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned this in his upbeat, and he also mentioned it in a few majalis, those many people would have heard it. So in his, he explained one time his father, Hazrat Mawlana Yahya Sahib, went with his younger brother. Mawlana Yahya Sahib's younger brother was Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi. So they went to visit Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad of Gangoi. See, the pious of the past, Allah Ta'ala protect us, forgive us. And generally our pastime and our free time, we want to just spend it in killing time or passing time, or sometimes watching soccer, watching cricket, following the news. The pious of the past, if they had some time that was free, they will try and make it valuable. So anyway, he went to visit, the two of them went to visit Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangoi rahmatullah alayhi. So when they went to visit him, he was, at that time his sight was very, very weak, almost blind he was at that time. So he asked Mawlana Yahya, who's here? So Mawlana Yahya explained that this is Yahya. He said, who is with you? He said, Muhammad Ilyas. So then Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangoi at that moment got very excited, he went in a josh, and he said, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, person that takes the name of Allah even in heedlessness, that name of Allah ta'ala will definitely have an effect on that person. So this name of Allah ta'ala is something that is so powerful. So therefore taking the dhikr of Allah ta'ala is something that we should try and engage in continuously. Let this tongue be moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of just owning the news when we're weighing in the car, or just heedlessly talking to our friends, or scrolling, passing time. Let us see how we can engage this tongue in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of the day, this is the investment that we need for akhirat. This is one of the avenues of investing in the jannat, in preparing the land of jannat for us by making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Yesterday we explained that this is the way of drawing rahmat into the homes also. This is the way of drawing the malaika closer to a person when the person is engaged in the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one easy way, as we explained, is try and bring all the masnoon du'as in our life. The du'as before eating, du'as after eating, du'as before sleeping, du'as after sleeping, du'as when entering the home, leaving the home, entering the toilet, leaving the toilet. And then there are so many masnoon du'as on different occasions, at the time of travel, etc. So if a person is reading all these masnoon du'as and is making it habitual to read it, then automatically he's engaging the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala at the various moments, various times of the day. Shaitan preys on that heart that is heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that heart that is engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is difficult for shaitan to penetrate that heart while this person is continuously remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.